Intense heat waves have been sweeping across Bangladesh since April, and there's no sign of letting up. There's a limited rainfall, even though it's the monsoon season. Tea farmers in the northeastern areas of Sylhet region are concerned. They say their plants have been affected by various diseases and pests because of the intense heat and low rainfall. And the tea pickers say they're finding it difficult to work in this heat.
The tea leaves are not growing due to lack of rain, and the leaves are dying due to heat from the sun. So we're unable to meet our quota or get paid until fresh leaves grow.
According to the nation's Met Office, the heat wave is likely to continue for another week. Temperatures can vary from 36 to 40 degrees Celsius.
We have been observing for a while that compared to previous years, temperature is gradually increasing, mainly due to global warming and also because there is less forestation and greeneries. And due to this systematic rise in temperature, tea plants are getting badly affected now.
Tea plants can thrive idly under condition of 30 to 32 degrees Celsius.
High temperature not only lead to water shortages, but dry out the soil in tea plantation. But more seriously, the new leaves and buds are smaller and unhealthy, vulnerable to pests and diseases.
In many plantations, the tea buds have turned red because of the lack of rain and intense heat. Experts say this condition have disrupted the tea plant's photosynthesis process, which has resulted in stunted growth and a decline in tea production.
The Bangladesh Tea Board is advising all tea gardens on various coping mechanisms to deal with the adverse impacts of climate change, like planting more shade trees, planting new varieties of temperature-resistant plants, improving drainage, irrigation systems, and using various organic fertilizers.
Experts say if the severe weather condition continues, it could take a significant toll on the local tea industry and disrupt the livelihood of thousands of farmers. Tanvi Chaudhary, Al Jazeera, Srimangal, Bangladesh.